Bill Henry.
Well, I don't think that's fair.
Well, I don't know. Welcome back, world famous Phil Henry Show. We were just watching this show, Pinks, which is a drag racing show on Fox, on the Speed Network that Fox has, and it was between Billy Lashley and Janice Grant, huh?
Well, you can do all of your redneck voices.
Well, and Billy kicked her ass. Now, I was rooting for Janice. We all were, right?
Well, I was rooting for her. I knew she wasn't going to win.
Why wasn't she going to win? Just because she's a woman?
No, I don't think anybody is. No, look it. Are you kidding me? Drag racing? Shirley Muldowney? No.
Who's Shirley Muldowney?
You kidding me, man? Shirley Muldowney was one of the best drag racers ever.
Shirley Muldowney was in the 60s. Was a great drag racer. She was in what they call the rails, you know, those big, long, little tiny wheels up front, big fat meats in the back.
Well, you ought to smile when you say something like that to a lady. Are you kidding? Well, what do you mean, big fat meat in the back? And this one over here.
Talk about a drag race car, not about your butt.
How dare you?
Well, Margaret, you're the one that's bringing it up.
What am I supposed to say? You said little tiny up front and the big meat in the back. And then this one's looking up my backside.
No, he wasn't. I was looking at him. He was cleaning his dirty, filthy, greasy fingernails.
Well, that's what he does when he doesn't want to be seen.
You know what, Margaret? Anyway, so we're watching this Janice Grant. She got her ass kicked, and I don't think it's because she's necessarily a crap driver, although she could be. But that doesn't have anything to do with her sex. That just has to do with, she's a crap driver. Or she was in some piece of junk. Who knows? Well, so this guy, Billy Lashley, he just got himself the pink slip on Janice's,
seat.
You laugh like that one more time, bud.
Yeah, man, it's driving me crazy. What did I do?
Y'all going,
He is. Are you going to do anything about it?
I'm telling you, bud. There's going to be a revolt now. People are ready to kick ass because you're going, so stop it, okay?
I can't even laugh anymore. God, the world, what a world that we live in.
What are you talking about?
That a man can't laugh at a funny thing. You're all making fun of it.
It's not that you're laughing. The laugh itself makes me want to hurt. I've never wanted to hurt an animal, any kind of animal. But when you laugh, bud, I want to hurt small ones. And not pretty. Not in a pretty way. I want to hurt them bad.
All right, I think we've heard enough, Margaret, because in a minute, I'm going to be calling the same doctor for you that I'm going to be calling when I get off the air for Larry.
So you're going to do it. You're finally going to do it. You're going to have him committed.
I can't have him committed. I'm going to have a doctor look at him. I'm going to have a psychiatrist look at him.
And you're going to have the same guy look at me. I don't think so.
You keep talking about hurting small animals. Yes, I will. Everybody is on notice. Do you understand? Everybody, including me. If I keep hearing weird stuff coming out of your mouths about hurting animals, driving high heels into people's eyeballs, you know, getting tensed up and crazy because you masturbate or whatever the thing is, I'm having everybody in to a psychiatrist to get evaluated. And I mean, I'm going to take you down there to Dr. Emery and he's going to read your EEGs.
You're not hooking me up to... You're not taking me down to that witch doctor.
He's not a witch doctor. Look him up online. The man is a respected pharmacologist. Witch doctor. He is one of the most respected pharmacologists in America. He treats people from all over the world. Thank God for the great work that he's done. And I'll leave it at that, Margaret. If you want to go on being batty, as my dear father used to say, dingy is two coats of paint, you go right ahead. But you're not working on this show.
Well, listen to you laying the law down.
Come on, Margaret, give it a rest.
I'll give you a rest.
Hey. Kirsten Dunst. You remember the little girl, Kirsten Dunst? The first time we saw her was in Interview with a Vampire. She played that little child that ran afoul of the main vampire in the film, the vampire Lestat, played by Tom Cruise. And, of course, Tom Cruise's Lestat was playing opposite the vampire, good-natured, the well-meaning, and yet he didn't want to be a vampire, but there he was, Vampire Lewis, played by Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt, by the way, took that part when River Phoenix had died prior to the beginning of shooting of this. River Phoenix had won the part, and he died tragically before the movie started filming, and so it was Brad Pitt who was hired. Kirsten Dunst became from Anne Rice's book, this child that the two vampires find in an abandoned house. Her mother has died, and it's during a bubonic plague epidemic in New Orleans, as I remember, which New Orleans had back in the day in the early part of the 19th century. And as these two vampires are haunting the night streets of New Orleans, they come upon a house that is abandoned and the corpse of a woman long dead and a crying child. And this crying child is there with this corpse, the bubonic plague having taken this girl's mother. And in one of the most depraved acts, I think, that any film could possibly, render, the vampires turned this little child into a vampire.
Well, they didn't show,
I forget now. To be honest with you, I forget. I saw the movie. I forget. I don't think they showed them biting this kid and making her into a vampire, but that's what happened. And so she was this little vampire. What happens is if you become a vampire, you, what are you guys looking at me for?
We're waiting for you to tell the story.
Well, I mean, you physically you stay the same. So she became older. Kirsten Dunst's character, this, and it must have been a very challenging part to play. Because she could have been more than 12 years old. But anyway, she gets older. So she becomes an adult in mind and in spirit and everything else. But she stays a little child. So anyway, that's the character that she was playing. I think at one point in the film, there's a kissing scene between her and Brad Pitt. Kirsten Dunst is talking about it, gave an interview. She's now a woman, 30 years of age, beautiful woman now. But she was remembering back, so if she's 30 now, she would have been 10 years old or 11 years old when they filmed it. She was talking about kissing Brad Pitt, and she's not saying what you'd expect to hear from someone, quote, lucky enough to lock lips with the super hot movie star, end quote. It was just a peck, Dunst tells Bullet magazine when asked about the smooch she had with Pitt in the 1994 movie Interview with a Vampire. I remember Brad would watch lots of Real World episodes, she said. He had his hair long. He was just a hippie-ish guy. Everybody at the time was like, you're so lucky you kissed Brad Pitt. But I thought it was disgusting.
You are kidding.
No. But she's an 11-year-old girl. She said, I didn't kiss anybody until I was 16. I was a late bloomer. So she said that it was disgusting, and she also now posed for some sexy pictures.
What are you talking about?
She posed for some sexy pictures for a magazine.
10 years old.
Not anymore, man. She's 10 years old when she kissed Brad Pitt.
When did she do the sex picture?
Now. She's 30 now.
Well,
I agree with Bud. There's something wrong with that.
What's wrong with it? She's a 30-year-old woman.
Well, she's a 30-year-old woman, but you said that her growth was stunted.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Did I say something wrong?
No, you didn't say anything wrong. I didn't say her growth was stunted. I said her character in the movie.
Yes, in Interview with a Vampire, the growth got stunted.
No, the character. The character.
You're saying because the vampire bit into her. Oh.
I don't understand.
That the vampire bit into her, she didn't get older. The carrot.
What carrot?
That's what you called it.
Character, man, not carrot.
It's called a character.
I thought you said carrot.
Is that what you think actors are called who are playing a part? Carrot? Are you serious?
No, it's called character, Bud, but I can understand his confusion.
Why? Tell me about this. Why do you understand his confusion?
Because it sounded like carrot.
But do you understand that even if you thought I said carrot, you'd think I said something wrong, wouldn't you?
I don't know, Phil. You have the story in front of you.
It's not a carrot, it's a character. That's number one. Number two, are you following me?
Yeah, it's a little tough.
It's a little tough? Think of how tough it is for me to try to get you guys to understand this. Kirsten Dunst's growth hasn't been stunted. The character she played in the movie, its growth, was her growth, whatever you want to call the character, not a carrot, a character, her growth was stunted by the vampire sucking the blood out of her and making her into a vampire.
So you're saying that in the film, Kirsten Dunst's growth was stunted?
Not Kirsten Dunst's growth, the character.
Well, Phil, it's the same thing.
Understand something, Margaret. That I'm ready to strangle you. That's number one.
Hold on.
I'm ready to strangle you. And I may strangle you because I have the sense that the two of you are screwing with me. But let's just say both of you are so stupid that I want to weep. And you don't understand what I'm saying. Kirsten Dunst, her growth wasn't stunted. the character, figuratively speaking, her growth was stunted by the vampire draining her blood. Now then, Kirsten Dunst not having her growth stunted and the movie ending and everybody saying goodbye, it was fun working on the movie now, we're going back into the world and we're being people, she grew up.
So she did get bigger.
That's all we wanted to know. Why are you angry?
Because there's no such thing as vampires, and so her growth wouldn't have been stunted. Yes, she got older, and yes, she got bigger. And as she got bigger, she posed for some pictures in a magazine.
Well, thank you for explaining it, because
Margaret. All right, we'll be right back. World-famous Phil Henry Show. I think you were the only two that didn't understand this.
When you said that she had the blood drained, that's when I felt a chill. Because I was thinking...
Never mind. We'll be right back, folks. World-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Tiger Woods, by the way, did he steal Lindsey Vonn from Chris Humphries? That's the story that we're hearing here. Tiger Woods stole the man's woman. We're going to find out more when we come back in the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Jeff Dowder to join us in just a moment.
Bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
And welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL. I thought we had Jeff Dowder on, but we're going to go to Chris Garvin, who is a golf writer. Chris is a freelance golf writer. He's contributed to Golf Magazine. He's contributed to a variety of sporting journals covering the sport of golf. And, Chris, we welcome you to our program tonight. Haven't talked to you in a while. How are you?
Well, I'm doing as good as can be expected, Phil, in the crazy world of golf that we're looking at right now. This is great, looking at Tiger Woods, climbing back up the leaderboard the way that he has over the last few weeks. I'm very excited about it, and it's unfortunate that there's a story that has come to the fore.
Well, you've done an awful lot of the work on this story. Tiger Woods, quote, stole Vonn from Chris Humphries. Tell me about it.
Well, there's not a lot to tell about. It's a boy meets girl, boy steals girl from other boy, a boy gets angry, that would be Chris Humphries, and Tiger Woods has been the beneficiary, I think, of the terms of a very lovely young lady, Lindsey Vonn. And, Tiger Woods does not have the goodwill of the sporting press right now. Let's be very, very clear about this, Bill, because I think I'm one of the few writers out there that's given it a fair shake. Tiger Woods is playing a lot better game of golf, and we certainly are appreciative of the fact that he's back on top of the leaderboard. But let me tell you something, Phil. When Tiger Woods, when his personal life becomes a part of the sports page, people are really upset of reading about that.
Tell me what, but that's what we're going to talk about here. I mean, tell me, I just saw, by the way, that his ex, Aaron Lindgren, or whatever her last name is.
Yeah, the last name of his ex-wife, the one who was the center of so much embarrassment and controversy when Tiger Woods was reportedly, and I underline the word reportedly because we don't really know, and I don't think we're ever really going to know how many women he was involved with when he was married to Aaron, but her last name is Lindgren. Lindgren. It's an Icelandic name. It's not even a Norwegian name. It's an Icelandic name. So there's a lot of syllables. There's extra syllable there. Aaron Lindgren, and she was the one that was married to Tiger Woods. The reason why I'm saying that is it's very interesting to know that people are not really, people are not really interested in how her last name was pronounced. All they knew was that her last name was Woods, and now that she's not married to Tiger Woods anymore, they don't care what her last name is.
Well, she's got to have a new last name because she's now dating a... multi-millionaire engineer?
I don't know what the gentleman does. I do know that he has made his money and he's made his mark in this world, and that's where she is right now.
So Tiger Woods reportedly romanced Lindsey Vonn while she was dating Kim Kardashian's estranged husband, Chris Humphries. Tell me about that.
Tiger Woods, he acknowledged his romance with Lindsey Vonn on March the 18th. There was a lot of speculation, as you know. Tiger Woods is 37 years of age. Lindsey Vonn is 28. They simultaneously announced they confirmed the relationship and they posted pictures of themselves as they were together. Lindsey, he said, here's the quote that I got from Tiger Woods. This is the quote that I got, and I had to fight my way through a crowd of reporters to get this quote as Tiger Woods was going into the hotel here. So He was saying, you know, no comment as they usually do. And I said, Tiger, you know, you owe it to your fans. Let's get a comment. Let's get you on the record. And a lot of these writers just kind of stepped back and said, whoa, you know, what are you? You know, where'd you come from? And here, and I said the name. I said the name's Chris Garvin. I've been freelance. I know a lot of these guys. But I said, Tiger, let's get you on the record. And he said, Lindsay and I have been friends for some time. And I wrote this down verbatim, as did the other writers there. Lindsay and I have been friends for some time, but over the last few months we've become very close and we're now dating, Tiger said. Later on they said that I didn't get that quote, that he had written that down on his website. Yeah, he did write it down on his website after he told me, and I have about half a dozen other writers that said that he said this to me before he said it on his website. Now, according to Us Weekly, the couple became official after Lindsay broke it off with Chris. And there was speculation, by the way, when she said that she had broken it off. Believe it or not, a lot of these juvenile writers out here were wondering, well, what did she break off? And they wanted to see, they were going over the hospital records that Chris Humphries had been admitted with, and that stuff that they got busted off.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not. And you know, this is what I'm traveling with. These are the guys that I know, and I love them all. They're great writers, but they are the stupidest bunch of guys. You're talking about stupid people. So the chief broke it off. And they said, well, what did he been? They went over to the hospital to find out if Chris Humphries had anything that was busted off. Can you believe that?
No, I cannot believe that. That's okay. So, and so they found out that Chris Humphries didn't have anything broken off, that she'd just broken it off with Chris Humphries.
Well, yeah, that's the whole thing, if you wouldn't use that phrase. Because if you use that phrase, and I've got a bunch of guys that are in the bar right now, so I'm going to go over and talk to this guy on the radio in America, Phil Henry, and when you just said that she didn't break it off, but she did break off, that's what we're trying to avoid using, because I don't want any of these guys to get the wrong idea. They know I got an inside line on a lot of the stuff that was being said about Lindsay's aunt.
Okay, but don't say break it off?
No, no, don't say break it off, because a lot of these guys are thinking because of the violence in the story.
All right, Us Magazine reported Lindsay and Chris Humphries, both of them are from Minnesota. They were able to bond over their shared careers as athletes. Eventually, Tiger won her over, so that Minnesota, and the Minnesota athletes are a rather hardy breed, aren't they?
Well, they're a very hardy breed. They're blonde and good-looking. Chris Humphries is not blonde. There might have been, when you look at Chris Humphries, there's probably a little race mixing. And I say that with the greatest of respect to Mr. Humphries, but it looks to me like there's race mixing.
There's what?
There was race mixing that went on with Chris Humphries in the background. Lindsay Vonn, on the other hand, is white. You can't get any whiter than Lindsay Vonn. She is white. And I think what Tiger Woods is attracted to that, and like the same way a lot of white guys attracted to a black girl, a lot of black guys attracted to a white girl. Because it's something different, you know? And I know you had a black girlfriend, didn't you, Phil?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so you're attracted to her because of the exoticness of it. And I think that's why Tiger Woods is attracted to Lindsay Vonn, because of the exoticness. But I would say that Lindsay Vonn is that's as white as it gets. But Tiger Woods is not as black as it gets. Now, when you were dating that black girl, I've met you, Phil, and I would say that you are pretty white. Was your girlfriend, was she real dark? See, that part I don't know.
This conversation suddenly is...
I apologize. I was just trying to find out just how black it was.
You know what? I thank you very much.
When I say something wrong, I mean to say anything.
That's okay, Chris. Thank you very much. It's just one of those nights. We talk about ex-girlfriends of mine and how black they were. I don't particularly care to discuss that. Thank you very, very much. Wow.
Well, I think it's a natural place for the conversation to go, but I do agree that it's really neither here nor there. Tiger Woods is going out with Lindsay Vonn. She's very lovely. I think that the one thing that he didn't cover there, that Chris Garvin didn't cover, is the fact that Tiger Woods is far intellectually, I think, far superior to Chris Humphries, is a nice man. He looks like a nice young man. But I don't think there's a lot of brain surgery happening there, you know?
Why do you say that?
Well, he just looks like the big, dumb ape type, you know?
Well, you know, Margaret, do we have to get insulting with every comment that we make here? You know?
Well, I'm saying it from the stereotype. Chris Humphries looks like a wonderful young man. I'm sure he would have made a wonderful husband. I think he was boring for Kim. I think she found him dull. I think she found him to be just one big dull ape. And,
Well, so what? She wants a dull little ape?
What do you call it? Hey, wait a minute. You talking about Kanye West?
I'm just saying he's not all that interesting.
A lot more interesting than this guy Chris Humphries.
Well, I mean, Kanye West is an artist. Maybe that's the thing that she wanted. Thank you very much, Chris Garvin, for that very, very weird report. talking, asking, you know, all kinds of inappropriate questions. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show. I just thought it was.
Oh, you still want me to talk about it? You just said so.
I did. I did say something, and you kept on talking about it.
That's what I know of.
Phil Hendry.
Welcome back here, the world famous Phil Hendry Show. So I guess we just sort of didn't rip into Tiger Woods. Thank you very much, Chris Garvin, for your joining us. But I would say this, Bud, in answering your question, if we are going to have guests and you detect that they've been drinking,
that's what I was going to say. Yes.
What do you want me to say?
I would say put them on hold, and then I'll talk to them during the break. It sounded to me like he'd had a couple of pops.
Why do you say that? Why do you say that?
Because he was talking about being in the bar with the other writers, and they knew he was going to be talking on the air with me, and I don't know, just a lot of very weird jazz that was going on there. Is Kendall Jenner too skinny? This is exactly what I was talking about, this Kardashian family. This kid, Kendall Jenner, she's the second youngest daughter in the Kardashian-Jenner clan. And
why is your name Jenner and not Kardashian?
Because her dad's Bruce Jenner.
Her dad's Jenner, and the other ones, her dad was Kardashian.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, did she have... Oh, man, that's bad. That's bad.
Why?
Well, she looks like her dad. Her face is stretched.
Her face is not going to be stretched. You mean like Bruce Jenner?
Yeah, her dad's face is all cooked up and stretched looking.
No, her dad had a... You know that he had a facelift.
Yeah, no, I know, but it the way he had it done, he got his face taut. It was too taut.
Yeah, that's true, man. When he got his face stretched.
Okay, back it off with the face stretch. The guy had a facelift. You know what that is?
Yeah.
Well, why do you think she's going to look like him?
Because he's her dad. God, figure it out, man.
Yeah, figure it out.
Oh, figure it out? He had a facelift, man. His face was altered by a surgeon. She's not going to look like that. She's going to look the way the Jenner genes would make her look. Bruce Jenner was an extremely handsome young man when he was an athlete. He got older. He decided that his face was looking kind of trucked. So he decided to go to a plastic surgeon and make it look worse.
Well, what are you laughing at?
I just think it's funny. You know, geez, I'm really looking kind of old. I know. Why don't I make myself look like I've been in a 10-alarm fire?
God, man.
Well... So she's not going to look like that.
Well, I don't understand. If that's her dad.
Oh, you guys have got to be kidding me. Her dad had a facelift, so that means it would be like this. Okay, Bud, you ready?
Yeah.
Suppose you were going to have a kid.
Okay.
And suppose right now, because I got tired of you and all of your bullcrap, I busted your nose, okay? So now you have a flat nose.
Yeah.
Do you think your kid's going to have a flat nose?
Yeah.
Yeah, it stands to reason.
How is the kid going to come out with a flat nose if I busted his nose?
Because the nose will be bent in.
Yeah, won't it make the nose bend in?
No, it ain't going to make the nose bend in. Are you crazy or something? Because I punch him in the nose and a baby's going to come out with a flat nose?
I'm not saying a baby's nose is going to be busted, though. I'm saying a nose will be flattened out.
Let me ask you a question. Suppose your wife's pregnant with a kid.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And while your wife's pregnant, I bust your nose flat. Are you telling me the kid in the womb, the nose will go...
Bill, don't laugh. You're...
Yeah, what are you saying?
Are you telling me that the kid in the womb, the nose is going to flatten?
Yeah, I mean, isn't that how it works?
We're talking about the DNA. Isn't that what you were saying about a DNA?
Dude, you don't even know what DNA is, man. I'm not going to get into discussions of DNA. I'm talking about genetic trait, physical genetic traits, okay?
Yeah, ain't that the DNA?
Doesn't make any difference if it's DNA. Doesn't make any difference if it's genes, nothing else. You understand? We're talking about something that goes back generations. You don't alter it by a physical act 3 weeks before the kid's born. I punch you in the nose, I bust your nose, it gets flattened or whatever. The kid's still going to come out with a normal nose.
We're going to come out with Bud's nose.
A combination of Bud's nose and his wife.
That'd be Vivianne.
Okay, Vivianne.
She's got a flat nose. Well, no, not really.
No, she doesn't. She's very lovely.
Well.
You know, you're going to have to get with it, man. Seriously, you can't have a kid, and your kid's going to come up to you and ask you these questions, and you're going to be sitting there with your thumb in your ear going, yeah, duh, duh.
Well, I mean, it is kind of a, you know, it can go either way.
What do you mean it can go either way?
Yeah, I just don't think you explain it too good, that's all.
I explained it pretty, you know.
Well, Phil, there are ways of explaining these things. If you're telling him that his daughter or son will come out with a flat nose because you broke his nose, it stands to reason. You see?
No, I don't. And I think that you guys, again, tonight are in a dumb cloud. I think dumb dust has descended on the studio. If you guys think that I'm going to buy that you are, you know, is Bruce Jenner's daughter. Let's get back to Kendall Jenner, okay?
Yeah, that's who we're talking about.
Okay, fine. Is Kendall Jenner too skinny? Now, why would she be skinny when she has aunts who've got butts the size of the Blarney Stone?
Well, that her butt will, you know, balloon out.
It probably would.
Is Kendall Jenner too skinny? The second youngest, her butt will balloon out. Is Kendall Jenner too skinny? The second youngest daughter in the Kardashian-Jenner clan is piping up about detractors who think she's too thin. I'm constantly criticized for being too skinny, the 17-year-old told Harper's Bazaar, Arabia.
What does that mean? Arabia? What does that mean?
I don't know. She's talking to Harper's Bazaar, Arabia. How many different magazines have they got? This is the Arabian version of Harper's Bazaar. Now, do they like their women with big asses down there or skinny? I don't know. I'm trying to gain weight, but my body won't let it happen. What people don't understand is that calling someone too skinny is the same as calling someone too fat. It's not a nice feeling. You're right, kid. Even half-sister Khloe Kardashian Odom called Jenner a supermodel who eats crap all day. For the record, it's still a problem that we'd all like to have, says Nardine Saad, writing for Harper's Bazaar Arabia, where I guess everybody is as fat as can be. Jenner, the daughter of Olympian Bruce Jenner and Kardashian momager Kris Jenner, signed with prominent modeling agency Wilhelmina in 2010. She's been working to carve out a career path independent of her famous half-sisters, Kourtney, Kim, and Khloe, who pretty much jump-started Jenner's career by association. So her sister, or her aunts are involved.
Well, naturally, they're going to be interested in her.
But you see, this kid is saying something that's really important. Calling her skinny, and then they call people fat. You know, these magazines, I don't know who the hell these writers think they are or who these magazines think they are, but, you know, you're causing people, especially these kids, to get so confused over what they look like, man, they might as well just go out and have their face lifted and have somebody punch them in the face for all the good it's doing them. You know, they're too skinny, they're too fat.
Some of them are very rail thin, but some are too monstrous. I shouldn't say monstrous. Some of them are gargantuan.
You think that's a better word?
Some of these models are hefty. They weigh in at a big hefty.
See, everything you're saying, this is why it's a problem, you know?
Phil.
No, this is why it's a problem. She's hefty. She's gargantuan. She's, what was the word you used yesterday? Titanic.
I'm trying to find the right word.
What about just overweight?
I'm trying to fight. I think that's insulting. She's overweight. I would rather use a word that is a little less harsh. She is a big thing.
A big thing. That's flattering.
No, no.
What about this? What if you said of a woman, you say overweight too much?
I think it is, yes.
What if you said she is a big, she's a large, there's a big thing, like she's a roll, she's a mound.
Yeah, what about that?
I like that.
A mound? You people are flipped out.
You seem to be the only one that can say anything right tonight, Phil.
Jenner, the daughter of Olympian Bruce Jenner. So anyway, the kid's saying, you know, quit calling me skinny because it's just as insulting. I'm trying my best with what I want to do. keep in mind that I've got an aunt with an ass on her the size of the entire continent of the United States. My other aunt has got a kisser on her that would stop time. My other aunt, and she goes on to describe, and then she says that my grandmother, who is she to talk? My grandmother is lucky with a capital L that she landed a guy like Bruce Jenner, even if he does look like he stuck his face in an airplane propeller.
She really said that.
No, she didn't.
Even I know he's kidding.
And it seems like she'll get family support no matter what she decides on. Sister Kim Kardashian touted her younger siblings' Harper's shoot, in which she showcased designs from Gucci, Calvin Klein, Robert Cavelli, and Marc Jacobs, according to the Daily Mail. All right, so the kid is, you know, that's a family that just ain't going to quit, man. They are not going to quit. That family, they got it going on big time. Lots of money and everything else. World-famous Phil Hendry Show, of course, is available on demand as well as live. If you have a backstage pass, you can tune in and watch our show right now as it happens here from the El Pacifico, or if you'd like, you can watch us on demand. If you have an iPhone or an iPad, we have streaming media now available for all kinds of devices at philhendryshow.com. You can watch us live, or you can watch us on demand. You can listen to it or listen to the podcast the next day. We also have close to 5,000 hours of full radio shows, not bits, not segments of shows, not 1 hour or two, the entire damn show going back over a decade. So, you know, it's we like to say the largest archive of any single radio show anywhere, and so far nobody's even dared try to prove us wrong. That's how much material we have. So with a backstage pass of $9.99 a month, there's not a better deal out there. So check it out. Pick up a backstage pass at philhendryshow.com. We'll be back on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Tell you how my day went. A lot better than yesterday, I can assure you. On with Brian and Jill this morning and other news. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
I don't. I'm thinking back to the old movie Saturday Night Fever, and John Travolta's got a line that's just hysterical. I mean, it brings the house down. When his mother smacks him, he's got on this he's got the, I was going to say bib.
Well, it's a napkin tucked in.
Yeah, because he doesn't want to get any of the gravy on his shirt, because he's going out dancing that night. And his mother hits him, and he says, "She hits my hair. I spend all night working on it, and she hits it." And that's what I think he ad-libbed.
Well, Phil, no. They have to stick to the script. Excuse me for one moment. I'm sorry, Phil. Jeez. Well, you're making a big deal out of it.
Yes, I am. I don't think I think he ad-libbed that. I think he did, because it's just too good, man. You can't write anything that good. Well, yes, you can. I don't know. All right. One more piece of news.
Wait, just a moment. Why can't you write something that good?
Yes, you can. It just the way he delivered it seemed to me like maybe he ad-libbed it, and they said, "Oh, that's pretty funny. Keep it in." All right. Colt McCoy is the target of more rumors Wednesday, with reports claiming that he will now be staying with the Cleveland Browns. The man, who has a name like a gay porn actor,
Let's see that. Let me see.
Don't pull it out of my hand, but I'll show it to you, okay?
You should watch the way you say "pull it out of my hand."
Yeah. There, see?
So he's not, is he gay?
No, he ain't gay. You're the guys that brought up the Colt McCoy thing. According to an ESPN report, McCoy will remain on the Browns roster for the coming season, even though he lost his spot to Brandon Whedon who's on the line?
I've got Jack Iger. You want to talk to him? He's on the line. He's going to talk.
Hey, Jack, how you doing?
Hey, Phil, this is Jack Iger. I just wanted to tell you that this Colt McCoy, this is a young guy that Burnley was signed by the Browns. As you know, there's these rumors that you're talking about. Now, I wanted to just get to the point of what you were saying, that this kid is gay. He's not gay. And the name Colt is apparently a name that's being used by a lot of mothers and a lot of fathers. It's a new generation name. You understand what I'm saying? So the kid has a name that...
A lot of boys are being named?
Yes, and I can tell you that I had no idea, and I was talking to Peggy, my wife, and she had mentioned that I think one of the grandkids, one of her friend's grandkids is named Colt. And I remembered when we were younger, back in the 70s, I was doing football. The Dallas Cowboys had a defensive back by the name of a wide receiver named, by the name of Golden Richards. You remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Now, you can make all kinds of dirty jokes if you want to, and I know that Don Berman over at Channel 19 News, he was talking about the guy that they had doing weather for them, Golden Showers. And I said, is that a real name? He said, yeah. I said, well, one of those two has got to be fake.
I think it's a fake name. Don's telling, he's telling you that's a real name?
That's what he said to me.
I think it's a fake name. And he was, and his name was Goldie. And when he won the Emmy, he insisted that he be called Golden.
But what part do you think is fake?
I think the last name's fake. I think the first name, he probably did have the name Golden. Because that was a common, like you were saying, that was a common name to call some, I think it was more regional. I don't know of anybody other outside of the Southeast, any boy named Golden.
Well, all right, you don't know of any boy named Golden, but you know at least two. You know Golden Richards, you know this guy, Goldie Showers, right? So what parent is going to call him that and not envision a life in pornography? That was the point that I was trying to make.
But so in other words, they named him that because they figured he was going to be in porn.
That's what I was thinking. Exactly. That's what I was thinking. Now, you told me that it's a made-up name, that this guy Showers, that's not his real last name. I have to say, okay, I'll defer to you on that. But I don't know if that's the case. Now, we move on to this Colt McCoy. I don't know whether do his parents, did they want him to play football? Did they want him to be in the porn movie? I have no idea.
Well, I don't know of any parent that's going to name a kid so he's aptly named for a career in pornography, unless they are mentally disturbed or they're criminal. Or there's something else even worse that's wrong with them, okay?
Well, I would agree with you, Bill, but again, there's no accounting for taste. When I talked to Peggy, she knows at least two other couples where they named a kid Colt. But again, I Clarence, did they want the kid to go into porn? She kind of shrugged her shoulders and said, I don't know. It's a big secret.
A big secret? You know what? I think what you need to do is ask her a little bit more closely. I don't think that has anything to do with anything.
Well, it's a very weird name.
You know what, man? I'm not going to buy that. I'm just not going to buy that. All right. So that's the story. Thank you very much, Jack.
All right. I thought I would clear that up.
Well, he didn't clear up anything.
You're talking about they name a kid like that.
Nobody's going to name their kid so that the guy's going to be in porn, okay?
They call you Robert Leonard, you'd be in porn.
That has nothing to do with porn. Bud Dickman does.
Yeah, the name Bud Dickman, now that's closer to a porn name, okay?
No.
Yes, yes, uh-huh, yes. So that's where that's at. Don't make a big thing out of the name, man. Don't make a big thing out of the name. So anyway, today we went and did the Brian and Jill show, and Brian Phelps and Jill Whalen over there at their studio in North Hollywood, and I had a lot of fun. I always have a lot of fun, and we brought Bobby Dooley with us, and she was a scream, and Brian was, and Jill was. And Jill, as I was talking to her, and I know her as a comic actress, and I know her as a very funny woman, and somebody does great impressions, and is fantastic on the show with Brian. I wasn't aware that was the little girl that was on Love Boat.
Who was?
Jill Whalen.
That's the little girl Steubing?
She played, she was the one on Love Boat.
Oh, my God, I didn't know that. Isn't that interesting? So, really?
Yeah. I mean, you can look at Instagram. There's a picture of me on Instagram, and I think we also put up a picture today, or maybe not, of when I was in the studio with them on Facebook, and you can see there's Jill, and that is the little girl on the Love Boat. She was Captain Steubing's daughter. Remember her?
Yeah, I sort of remember. Didn't she, like, fall in love with Captain Steubing?
No, you idiot. She was the daughter.
She was the daughter, man.
Oh. Didn't she fall in love with a man?
I don't know who she fell in love. She was a little girl. I mean, that she played a character that was, I thought, very wholesome, and she played a character that people could relate to. There wasn't anything aberrant about her. She was just this, and she was with her dad, and I think there was something having to do with the parents, you know, like the
the parents were divorced or something. But that's Jill. And
so what kind of, so you like her?
Very nice lady. Very nice. Very hardworking. She's a mom. She's a wife. And her and Brian were going to do a radio show. And they decided, no, you know what? We want to, they wanted out of the radio grind. And they started doing the podcast. And I think the radio thing has become less and less of an option for so many people because it just doesn't pay the money that it used to pay. So it's, you'd rather take your chances out there selling your own podcast, especially since there seems to be an increasing market for it. And more people want podcasts because you can listen to them anytime you want as opposed to a radio show. We'll see. Anyway, that was quite a bit of fun this morning. World-famous Phil Henry Show is produced by Phil Henry and Dan Northcraft. And, of course, we are online at philhenryshow.com. We invite you to join us there with a backstage pass and all of the excitement that can be had with that backstage pass, including all the hours of archived radio, et cetera, so on and so forth. So join us, won't you? And until tonight at 10 on the West Coast, 1 a.m. on the East Coast, folks, let that be a lesson to you.
Phil Henry.